The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. I've seen speculation that the reason Barack Obama appointed Republican John Huntsman ambassador to China 2 years ago was partly because Huntsman speaks Mandarin and partly to get him as far away from the voters of New Hampshire as possible.
I'm John Huntsman, and I'm running for president of the United States. Thank you all.
Well, that didn't work, but his candidacy may have been poisoned just the same. More after this from David Harris of AJC. A new Republican presidential candidate made it official. He's John Huntsman, Eagle Scout and former governor of Utah, who had just been reelected easily to a second term when he was appointed by Democrat Barack Obama as ambassador to China.
I respect the president of the United States. He and I have a difference of opinion on how to help a country we both love.
He used the Statue of Liberty as a backdrop, standing in the same spot used by Ronald Reagan, who he'd also worked for. And he sounded a little bit like him, too.
For most American families, there is nothing more important than a job.
But as you said in interviews, he's also a pragmatist.
I think people want to know that you, if you get in the race, are going to be a pragmatic problem solver who's going to look laser-like on jobs.
And that's the challenge for John Huntsman, his pragmatism. He took federal stimulus money for Utah. He supported civil unions for gay couples. He was even in favor of state tuition discounts for the children of undocumented immigrants. And he would use the military even more sparingly than Barack Obama.
I would have chosen from the beginning not to intervene in Libya.
Well, as a Republican, to get anywhere, he has to get conservatives to love him. But my understanding is that most conservatives have a special term for a Republican pragmatist who's okay with civil unions, would give tuition discounts to children of illegal immigrants, and is less likely than Barack Obama to use the military. They call them Democrats. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 22nd, 2011.